Halloween?
I don't know.
Well, the answer is this. Halloween was born out of an ancient festival in which people wore costumes and lit bonfires, a term that actually means bone fire. These fires were meant to keep ghosts away. So from the very beginning, Halloween had a connection to bones and the dead. Historians aren't quite sure exactly when the skull came to symbolize death, but skulls have been used that way for hundreds of years, appearing on crypts, pirate flags, and the labels of hazardous things such as poison. So with bones being a symbol of death, and early Halloween being focused on death, it's no wonder the skeleton is associated with Halloween.
I see your point. What does a skeleton need to be so spooky? After all, my client does so much to help your body.
To be honest, even though skeletons sometimes scare people, they're a lot less spooky than they used to be. In fact, Halloween isn't even the holiday it once was. Now it's a fun celebration full of costumes, candy, and trick-or-treating. The skeleton of Halloween is becoming more and more like the skeleton symbol of another autumn holiday, the Day of the Dead in Mexico. And that day is a joyous one, celebrating ancestors, and it's full of colorful and sometimes funny skeleton decorations.
Yes, that's more like it.
To mention, you can find skeleton images on t-shirts, murals, statues, and other everyday decorations. During the summer, you might see amusing images of skeletons surfing or enjoying some rays on the sand.
So instead of being spooky, skeletons can be silly and fun. I like that. And so will my client. In fact, let me introduce you to him. He's right outside.
Wait, is that a skeleton walking on its own? A double shout out to Quinn and Simon in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania. We're so glad to have you both smarting with me and all your friends at Who's Smarter. This episode, The Skeletal System, was written by Dave Beaudry and voiced by Charlotte Cohn, Adam Tex Davis, Max Kamaski, Chris Okawa, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This is an Atomic Entertainment production.
That's a piece of music from Japan. You're listening to ICANN, and this is the International Dance Hour with music from all around the world. Get up and move your feet, and right now we're headed home.